This is the Gang Violence Podcast by Desiree Coleman and
Emily Ludwig.
The rising population of gangs around the world is an increasing problem that countries worldwide need to address. Gangs have been found to date back all the way to Roman times. There are two different types of gangs that we are known of as now. The gangs are called street gangs and youth gangs. Any gang is really known for gang violence and committing crimes. These are some clues to see if your child may or may not be in a gang. If your child comes up with unexpected money, if they're losing interest in school, sneaking out at night, more aggressive behavior towards anyone, all of a sudden they want to just drop out of school, new slang words, new different dressing style, or hanging out with new friends or any type of gang members, getting disrespectful. The history of gangs go way back. One of the oldest gangs is called Northern Triangle Gang, and this gang has been formed since nearly the 2000s. The Northern Triangle Gang is a very dangerous gang. This gang is a very serious gang and gets anything done. This gang is very familiar and very comfortable with violence. Since this gang has been formed, more and more gangs have come out or been more common. The Triangle Gang has caused many, many, many dangerous activities.
Gangs are very dangerous because if they want to do something, they will make sure they get it done without any hesitation. Also, being in a gang and being a woman, you are more likely to be exposed to domestic violence and unconsensual sex. Most rapes are caused by gangs. Gangs are a worldwide effect. Gangs make certain cities very unsafe. Gangs are not good for the environment. They make more people feel unsafe, and gangs are getting uncontrolled. This is something that all countries need to be more aware of and do something to bring the gang rates down.